One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Paul in the library.
Well, Cliff, you look as if you're going out.
Yeah, I am, Paul.
Getting kind of a late start, aren't you?
Well, you see, I gotta wait till Tuts gets out of school.
What?
Night school. She's decided to improve her mind.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, here's a bit of good advice. Next time a headache is making you miserable, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, follow this bit of advice just once, and you'll never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. And in Alka-Seltzer, this effective pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Remember now, whenever you have a headache, to get relief from your discomfort in a hurry, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. We believe you like Alka-Seltzer because it gives such fast, comforting headache relief, always dependable. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 13, Book 85. On the second floor of the family home, Clifford Barber is in his room, sprawled in an easy chair. An open book lies face downward on his lap. His attention is fixed on the screen of his television set. An old movie is limping to an inevitable happy ending. Clifford watches the lovers fall into a fade-out embrace, drops his book on the floor, and turns off the monster, his father's name for the television set. He brushes his hair, picks up his hat, and leaves the room. He goes up the stairs to Paul's studio on the third floor. No one there. Back to the second floor and on down the main stairs. Lights are on in the library. Clifford goes to the open doorway and looks in. Paul is sitting there alone, reading the evening paper.
Oh, hi, Cliff.
Well, kind of unusual to find you down here in the library, Paul. Where's Mom and Dad?
They're over at Jack's.
Oh, you going anyplace tonight?
Nope. Want my car?
Do you read my mind, or am I just plain obvious?
Oh, simple deduction. You came in with your hat, you must be going out. And if I'm not, why shouldn't you use my car? Elementary, my dear Clifford.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to hurry if I've got a car. I can stay and talk a while.
You must have kind of a late date.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to pick Toots up after school.
What's that? After school, did you say?
You heard me, son. She started going to night school. Isn't that something?
Well, when did she begin?
This is her first night. I'm anxious to see her and find out how it went. You got to hand it to her, huh, Paul?
Is this your doing?
No, sir. She decided this all on her own.
What's she studying?
Stenography, shorthand, stuff like that. Poor kid. It was kind of touching. She said she wasn't going to be a dumb switchboard operator all her life. She's determined she's going to make something of herself. And I bet she will, too.
Well, of course she will.
You know, bringing her to dinner here really got her fired up. She felt so darn inadequate. But anyway, she's got the bit in her teeth now, and you never saw such a determined little gal. When I went to see her last night, she popped out with this night school idea. She'd gone down and signed up right after work and paid for classes a couple of weeks in advance.
Well, she must be a pretty thrifty person. Not many girls in her situation have any money laid by.
That part's kind of a funny story in itself. Actually, Toots isn't what you'd call the saving type. She's about as bad as I am when it comes to blowing in money. Well, anyway, what I started to tell you was that, a while back, must be a month or more, I guess, I arrived at her apartment, and she was singing. I stood outside the door listening, and I'm not kidding you, she has got a terrific voice. Did I tell you about this?
I believe you told me she could sing, but I don't recall your saying anything more than that.
Yeah, well, I was determined she should take singing lessons or do something so that talent wouldn't go to waste, and we talked it over. Finally decided she should rent a piano and practice by herself. I happened to be flush. I had $50 in my pocket, so I gave it to her to get the piano and pay the rent for a few months.
Mm-hmm. She'd been practicing?
No. That's what I'm getting at. She never even got the piano.
Huh?
I asked her about it a few times. She said she hadn't got around to it yet. She's a putter-offer like me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, after a couple of weeks went by and she still hadn't done anything about it, I figured she'd spent the money. I didn't want to embarrass her by mentioning the subject again. We just didn't talk about pianos or singing. And as far as the $50 went, well, what's $50? It wouldn't get me even, and she certainly could use it. So I forgot it. And here's the funny part. She'd forgotten about it, too.
Really?
No kidding. That's the way she is, Paul. You know what she had done with it? She put it in the toe of one of her shoes so she wouldn't lose it. And the night she came out here to dinner was the first time she had those shoes on again. And it wasn't until she was getting ready for bed that night that she found that $50 bill.
That's wonderful.
And that's what she's using to get started with this night school deal.
That's quite a story.
Yeah, isn't it? She's going to start saving from now on, though, so she can pay her tuition next time when it's due. I'm going to help her if she needs it.
Well, I'd be very happy to help out, too.
Oh, that's swell, fella, but I think the two of us will be able to swing it. With my munificent salary as purveyor of cravats at Brown and Tedler's, I'm practically rolling in dough. Oh, hey, say, Dad dropped into the store today, did he tell you?
No.
Yeah, old boy came walking in big as life, stood around watching for a while. Then he came over and bought a tie from me. Yeah, it's cute of him. I think he got a kick out of it. Get him to tell you about it.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Well, I got to get down to that school. Toots will be getting out before long.
Oh, here are the keys to the car.
Oh, thanks. I'll try not to run into anything.
That's very kind of you, I'm sure.
Oh, sounded like somebody came in the back.
Probably Mom and Dad coming from Jack.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be seeing... Oh, hi, Dad.
Yes.
What'd you do with Mom?
Oh, she'll be along shortly. She was showing Betty some new knitting stitch or whatever you call it.
You got bored, huh, Dad?
Yes. You going out, Cliffy?
Yeah, I'm just leaving. See you all later. Night.
Night,
yes.
Strange time of night to be going out, seems to me, almost 9 o'clock.
Youth is resilient.
Yeah. Clifford is far from being a youth anymore, in years at least.
True, but it's hard for me to think of Cliff other than young somehow.
Yes, yes. You know, Paul, there's a tragic quality in that very fact. It was brought home to me quite forcibly this afternoon.
Huh?
I took occasion to drop into that store where he works, Brown and Tedless.
Why, he was telling me you were down there.
I've been wanting to look in on him. Naturally, I've been interested in his work, and I felt I should show him that I was interested by putting in an appearance, eh?
Well, I'm sure he appreciated it. He said you bought a tie.
Yeah, but the point is this, Paul. Despite the fact that he's been there for some time now, he seemed ill at ease behind that counter. Oh, not that he doesn't have a certain charm and warmth. His personality asserts itself no matter where he is or what he's doing.
Yes, he has plenty of that, all right. But what do you mean he was ill at ease?
Well, when I first went in, he was waiting on a customer, and I stood by observing him. Now, while he had this charm I spoke of, there was a lack of confidence and of assurance in his manner. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
In a way, yes.
He's jumpy, Paul. That's the only way I can describe it. Jumpy. The kind of thing you see in a young person before he's been out in the world and has gained poise. Now, we are used to that youthful quality in Clifford, but in the business world, it hardly goes with a man of his age. There's an incongruity about it. Yes, I couldn't help feeling sorry for the boy.
Sorry?
Exactly. For example, when he was making out the sales slip for this customer, he seemed to make mistakes. He had to erase a couple of times. Then the carbon got wrinkled, and he became embarrassed. He tried to pass it off with some light remark, but I saw his face was flushed.
Did he know you were watching him?
Well, he saw me when I came in, but I stood at some little distance away. I observed all this very casually. I'm sure I didn't give the impression that I was in any sense studying him or watching him critically, which I wasn't. My whole feeling was one of sympathy, as I told you.
Well, nevertheless, the very fact that you were there probably contributed to his embarrassment, Dan. Cliff has a strong, it may be unconscious, but it's still a very strong desire to please you. That may account in some measure for that youthful quality you speak of. He's so anxious to prove that he's worthy of your approval that he works too hard at it. His mind is on you and what you might be thinking instead of on what he's doing.
But I've been praising the boy. I've been trying to show him that I do approve of him. Of course, I must confess that I can't help feeling a certain exasperation with him at times. I'm sure he sensed that this evening when he left here, but what is a father to think of a son his age, out almost every night like a high school boy? And with whom? This Toots Schultz. Oh, worthy enough young lady, perhaps, but surely not the type of person one would point to with pride as the object of my son's...
I can't tell you how swell it was of you to come down and pick me up, Cliff.
Well, I wanted to see you, Toots. I bet you're tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, sit down there, honey, and relax. I'll get out of here pretty quick so you can get to bed and get a good night's sleep.
Mm. Oh, boy. You know, it's been so long since I've tried to study or concentrate, it's got me all worn out. And have I ever got a lot to learn.
Well, this is your first night at it, baby. As soon as you get used to the school and get into the swing of things, you won't have any trouble.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I can't even spell, Cliff.
Oh, honey, you'll get used to it. And I'm proud as the dickens of you.
You want me to improve, don't you? So as I won't be a social square.
Well, it isn't that, Toots. I mean, well, gosh, this night school was your idea, you know.
Supposing I do manage to get through this secretary course and get a better job, you think it'll make any difference in the way you feel about me?
You talk as if I've been trying to make you over or something. I like you just the way you are.
Oh, sure, up to a point, but just suppose... Here, sit on the arm of my chair so I can lean my head against you.
Okay.
Hold my hand.
There now. How's that?
That's nice.
Now, what were you going to say?
Well, just suppose I got to be real smart. I'm supposed nasty.
You're kind of cute, you know that?
Yeah, but if I was smart besides, then what?
Well, if you got too smart, baby, you'd leave little old Cliff way behind. I'm not exactly what you'd call a brain.
Oh, you keep dodging, Cliff. Look, if I could learn enough so as you wouldn't be ashamed of me anymore, do you think we might get married sometime?
Toots, if I could support a wife, I think I'd marry you if you couldn't even spell C-A-T, cat.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. This could be a familiar scene these days. Listen.
Oh, hello, dear. Did you go to the ball game as you planned?
Yes, I was there.
Was it a nice game?
Yeah, I suppose it was. Aren't you going to ask who won?
Now, you know I don't know one team from another.
Well, come and go with me the next time, and
maybe
I'll...
Maybe I will. But you sound tired. Don't you feel all right?
Not very. Came by, I bought something. Now my stomach feels upset.
Well, we can take care of that. Just let me fix you a glass of Alka-Seltzer. I made your favorite dessert, and I certainly want you to feel like eating it.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion. It's something for you to remember, friends, when too much to eat or drink results in an acid-upset stomach. Be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. See what a clean, fresh taste Alka-Seltzer leaves in the mouth, and what a wonderfully comfortable feeling in the stomach. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Take Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion. Here's the family again.
Well, Toots, I know you're tired, so I'll clear out of here now.
Okay, Cliff. Good night.
Good night, honey.
I never thought I'd be going to school again. Well, just shows what a woman will do for a man.
Don't guess that you and your family are getting enough of the essential vitamins. A great many people do just that. As a result, millions are handicapped by vitamin deficiency disease, lack of pep, nervousness, poor digestion, and many other discomforts. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins take out the guesswork. They furnish convenient, economical, and complete protection against the lack of known essential vitamins. So get one-a-day brand multiple vitamins at your drugstore. Take them every day. Remember the name, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, is it Miss Toots Schultz or Mrs.? Chapter 14, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.